I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell.
G'day.
Shh.
Shh, the movie's on. Shh.
Shut up.
Shh.
What's going on, Steve?
You go,
shut the fuck up.
Shh. Or do you just leave it with a shh? Because you know when people think you've got a real weird sneezing style?
No. I think like a lot of New Zealanders, I glare, which in the dark
doesn't work in the dark.
Is completely fucking pointless.
Especially if they're sitting behind you.
At least if you shat someone, you're potentially kind of spitting at them a little bit too. Like, shh.
Yeah, but
you better be quiet.
Like if you're a bit of a jibber jabber in the movies, then you'll get my blood boiling for maybe half an hour, and then I might say something misjudged at that point.
What about a laser pointer? Do they annoy people? Do they get in the movies very often? Can you get them on the screen? And do people do that? Is that a thing?
Cat movies, maybe?
Oh, man. That would be heavy, yeah.
Hey, film festival soon, eh? That's pretty exciting. I started buying some tickets last week. I've started my prep. Part of my prep was to get quite a bad cold and get that out of the way this week. Because if you're sick, please don't go to the movies.
Is it? Definitely don't shush people right at their face.
No, just if you're sick, don't touch things. Don't go and cough next to people.
We've still got a little bit of lead time before the festival kicks off. It kicks off on Thursday, the 18th of July. Have you sort of dissected the program and pulled it apart and got the best of the best?
Yeah, in a descending
order.
Yeah. I got it sussed, and I think. The best strategy is to grab a copy of the program, sit down and take some time with it, maybe harvest a few tips from here and there, but start making a wish list on their website, because you can see clashes, you can plan it already effectively, you can remember what you actually wanted to see. You can export it to your calendar and all this sort of stuff.
Is there a kind of faster way where I can just find out who says what's good and then I go to those ones?
Oh yeah, Flix has got some recommendations. Flix.co.nz, it's a website, you use your computer browser and just head on over to flicks.co.nz.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, it's, you know, everyone's got a different idea of what's good and bad in the festival. We're going to be reviewing some, I think we figured out we're going to be reviewing maybe like 90 films from the festival this year.
Wow. Now they're not all brand new films. Some of them are classics, which are sort of reappearing maybe after a bit of a hibernation.
Yeah, and we were just talking about one of those off air a few minutes ago, which is coming back to the Civic, which you can catch in a couple of very nicely placed early in the day sessions. Well, I've actually never seen it, so as you're the resident expert.
Starts with Z, came out in 1983, I think, and it's
starts with a K.
It's a
starts with a K.
It doesn't start with a K.
Starts with a K.
Oh, fuck. It's got a real Z vibe, though.
Okay, I'm going to go Kanaskatsi.
Nice.
Just go for it. It's like just be confident, get it wrong, but be quick, get in and out.
It's hella really, really, really cool. Would you say, is it cinematography, that stuff? And like just a lot of really interesting time-lapse shots, good progression through like looking at a sort of a sparse planet into really zooming straight into humanity in a weird way. And the soundtrack is insanely great by Philip Glass. So check it out. It's so good.
It's got two really well-timed sort of, let's just say, wake-and-bake type screenings. One's just after midday and one's at 1:45 p.m. So it's not, you know, you're not dedicating like a sleepy evening to it, which is probably quite good, eh?
It's 80 minutes of like, yeah, just epic soundtrack and epic visuals. That's it. And it's an absolute feast in those two realms, for sure.
So while you're grappling with the program, I reckon some other good things to do. Invest in a good water bottle. Like, get a good water bottle in advance. Try and, like, you know, the cinemas won't like hearing this, but just try and reduce what you're spending over the counter and funnel as much of that into buying tickets as you possibly can, because you want to see as many films. You might not need a full-size popcorn every time you go to a film.
I'm already doing that.
The cinema is an interesting...
What are you allowed to do? What are you allowed to take to the cinema?
Interesting place.
You know, you're always trying to smuggle things in like it's a fucking airplane somewhere.
No outside food, but I think you can take your own water. You can take
outside water, though.
Civic's got the Civic's got a little tap. You can use the Civic tap.
Okay.
Can't speak for anywhere else.
The cinema seems to be the one place on the planet that you can still, it's still okay to litter.
True. true. It's a rented space for littering, isn't it? You can really
just go in there and litter all you like.
I assume what happens is because the chairs just fold down, they just fold down and then they just flush it all out and then the next people start.
I feel like
right?
it's and almost it, encouraged by the cinema to
they
litter
bring
in the
it
cinema.
Back up. Hopefully they rinse it. Yeah.
Speak for yourself, you scumbag.
I'm just
take your shit out.
This is an observation. I'm not saying I litter in there, but I get the feeling, the impression.
I think like a plane that's being reused several times in a day during the film festival that's going to become garbage central. Good times. Other quick recommendations. I haven't really seen too many things. I caught the documentary on PJ Harvey, A Dog Called Money, which is pretty interesting. Watching her travel the world and soak up inspiration for an album by kind of like going into like war correspondent mode or reporter mode and going to Afghanistan and Kosovo, Washington, D.C.
Danger tourism.
Yeah, but not because she's a dot-com millionaire having shits and giggles. And then that album ends up being recorded in a studio that the public can watch through one-way mirrors.
What?
So I guess like you know.
So
really,
she can't see them.
Yeah, I mean the band doesn't want to, you know,
see people looking
make
at them.
Make eye contact while they're doing stuff. But that's worth checking out. We'll have more recommendations, I guess, as this comes together. But for the meantime, grab the program, go for the 10-trip pass, like make your pennies stretch further. Mm. And I had a really good experience going to the box office at Altea Centre to book my tickets over the counter. You can do it online. It's pretty easy, but you can pick your seats.
Oh,
you can
right.
go through, pick your seats. The staff are really patient and polite, and they even have a big bowl of chocolates. So
wrapped,
you know. Mm. Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Know about the year-end. You know about the year-end stats, don't you, John?
There is a chocolate sponsor this year for the film festival. So
there we go.
Sort of a good standard. Green and Blacks, please send us chocolate. Thanks, guys.
Steve's already started dog earing his
program
guide.
Indeed. Hey,
anything interesting on the Hollywood? They're showing Showgirls.
Yeah. Hey, John. You know. There's a movie called The Room. Have you heard of this before?
They're showing it in a room as well. You should go look at it.
Actually, just happens to be playing this Friday.
Really?
I mean, you could.
You've got a day off on Friday, John.
You could go and see a movie.
You're DJing a red bar on first Thursdays, and then Saturday night you're doing something else. But Friday you've got the day off. I think you could probably make it.
And yes, there is a screening of Showgirls coming up. It's worth showing that film anyway, but it does relate to the International Film Festival. There's a documentary called You Don't Know Me, which is looking back at Showgirls. That is the opening night of Incredibly Strange at the Hollywood Avondale for the Film Fest. So they're getting a Showgirls screening out of the way so you can catch up.
Is it so bad it's good?
Why are they playing The Room? For John? Are they just waiting for John to get
John's
it?
Like,
it's just an actor trying to... Come on, John. And as soon as you go watch it, they'll stop.
Sunday, we'll just be waiting there wearing a dressing gown, waiting for me to arrive. Serve me a beer and...
Nothing but a dressing gown.
I look forward to grilling Hugh on the amenities available at the Hollywood...
Oh, yeah, we should give him a call.
Are you talking about the bathroom? It's ripping.
Yeah, it's big.
It's a massive big. Bathroom. It's big.
No Sunday should get on the phone to us and sell it to us. He's got a vibe, Hugh Sunday. He's got a vibe.
You can talk to him about that on Friday when you go to see The Room.
Okay. All right, cheers, Steve.
See you guys.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.